Nhà Wescana Gwego, I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno. Well, of course you are. What else would you be listening to right now? Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all over Turtle Island. For the next hour, enjoy the music in the chat. My featured artist today is Shawnee Kish Ganyegeono from Swegan. She's Mohawk from Grand River Territory up in Canada. She has a list of accomplishments that's all happened in a relatively short amount of time. I'm going to make this quick, but stick around. We have a lot to talk about today. Her self-titled EP was nominated for the Contemporary Artist of the Year in 2022. She's done some work for Discovery Plus. She has a symphonic work performed by the National Arts Center Orchestra. So much more. Now, to kick off our listening is one of the great tracks from her EP. It's Got It Bad. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno.
They give me reasons why I should walk away. You looking at me, girl. What can I say? I've got it bad. I've got it bad, oh, I've got it bad, ooh. It's just you, me, and your hands. What am I supposed to do? How can this be that bad when it feels so good? Somebody say.
As we get into our listening for today's episode of Gyno, that's today's featured artist Shawnee Kish and Got It Bad from her self-titled EP released last year. Welcome back. You're listening to Gyno. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, coming to you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation. And of course, I'm excited about today's featured guest, my conversation with Shawnee. She's done a lot in an incredibly short amount of time, but we are going to get to know her a little bit and her art, and we're going to have a fantastic time listening to a lot of different kinds of sounds that make up her body of work as well. So anyway, first things first, welcome to Gyno Today, Sego. How are you doing, Shani?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm glad you could take a few minutes to get caught up with me. Help me introduce you to my listeners down here. And I'm excited to get these incredible songs out and let listeners get to know you a little bit too. So with that being said, I was wondering if we could start with a little bit of a background. Please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'll try to make it really short and quick.
It doesn't have to be that short and quick.
I'm a two-spirit singer-songwriter, but, you know, I use music. My passion in this lifetime is to use music as medicine. Music was a very powerful tool in helping me heal and continues to be throughout my lifetime and career. So I'm very passionate about mostly inspiring young Indigenous youth using music and using art, because I remember that feeling and needing that so much. So that's very near and dear to my career.
This is, I think, the big reason why I think our conversation today is so important, because, you know, already being born Indigenous, you start right off the bat with having to constantly be forced into a peg that you're not, right? And then I think, you know, that's on the very surface. But from there, things can get complicated really quick as well. And we can further feel alienated. And that's a lot of, I get the sense of where you're coming from. You started with a music career that was much more, I guess, what we would call traditional mainstream, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I tend not to put too much and lean too much into defining my career from mainstream to, you know, the more roots of my goal. Honestly, I have a vision and a dream of being a strong, independent, two-spirit Indigenous music person, and wherever that lands me is where it lands me. And I try not to think too much about defining it or separating it. But, you know, when I did came out into the music industry, you know, I struggled a little bit just with some of the expectations. One being, you know, closeted. You know, I was told things like, you know, grow your hair, and, you know, so I could look and sound and be a specific type of female that didn't acknowledge who I am and what I represent and what I'm learning about myself. So, you know, and it's taken time for me to be healthy mentally and confident with exactly who I am, where I came from, where my family is from, where my ancestors are from, and learn more about myself and my traditions as two-spirit and stand on a stage and advocate for other people who might not feel that same strength at any given time. So, you know, I see them going hand in hand, you know, having to exist in the modern world of music and defining myself as an Indigenous person there.
Very well stated. I certainly hope I didn't come across like I was trying to, you know, pigeonhole or anything like that. It always becomes apparent that there are levels of complexity, and, you know, that we have to kind of fight back against and help to shatter some of those myths. And, you know, while your two-spirit identity is front and center of our conversation today, you know, maybe I could just take a quick second and say, you know, this is a question that I get from a lot of non-Indigenous friends who are curious as to what it means. And for me personally, I try to not answer that. You know, I don't need to be a voice in what it means. But I try to point to two-spirit individuals to speak for themselves, right? What does this mean? And what do people need to understand about this concept?
I think it's such a long journey of understanding. Honestly, my truth answer is it's even hard for me to to articulate exactly what it means, only because it means something different to each Two-Spirit person. Yeah. First of all, you have to have the your indigenous heritage attached to it.
Sure.
Two-Spirit identifies an indigenous person who walks in both a masculine and female spirit. You carry those spirits within you and you walk. And it's about figuring, I've learned that it's not even that simplistic. It's not even, okay, well, I have some male and I have some female. So what does that mean? It means I myself, I can say, you know, I've spoken to my elders and I've done Two-Spirit Sweat and I've asked, and I'm constantly asking, what does this mean? And it's finding this balance of being Two-Spirit, because I have my masculine, I have my feminine, and finding that walk. And sometimes they work together and sometimes they work against each other. And it's, you know, but it doesn't define a Two-Spirit person. I think the number one thing to understand is, one, we're reclaiming it as indigenous people, because yeah. It has been celebrated within our past and by our ancestors. There was space and time for Two-Spirit people within the community. So I think it's really important to know that, yes, Two-Spirit people are here. And yes, if you are Two-Spirit, you were celebrated, and we're reclaiming that tradition back. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to exactly know what that means for you at any given time. It can change, it can evolve. It's meant for you to just grow within. It can be pretty complicated, but I just getting to know the stories of others and getting to speak to your elders, and for non-Indigenous people, know that this is a journey of reclaiming who we are, and doesn't have to do with being non-binary, and it doesn't have to do with your sexuality. It just means that we're Indigenous and we have a walk of life that is both those spirits, and they're finding each other and working together to make up your identity and how you walk. Myself, you know, I identify as female and I'm married to my wife, and that's my walk, but I'm Two-Spirit, and that would be very different from my neighbor who is Two-Spirit.
Sure.
Can be something very different.
Yeah, no, that helps to really clarify, I think, some tendencies in the discourse to, like you were saying, oversimplify and homogenize the experience. But if there's something or the commonalities that I seem to get a sense of is, it's living and dwelling between two worlds, and there's almost a sense of responsibility to both within. And, you know, I would also kind of like to just emphasize something that you were saying for the listener out there, that, yeah, space was there, but not only was space created, I mean, a very special place within communities, often as people who can see other perspectives and really become great teachers as well. So a very special place within communities is, I guess, the point that I wanted to emphasize with your words as well. So thank you so much for taking me a little bit through that as well, Shawnee. And well, let's get back into the tunes. We have a lot more to talk about today. I want to talk specifically about these new singles. In fact, perhaps you can help to introduce this next track that we're going to be hearing. It's Mr. Thai.
Okay, so this song, I definitely wrote for the time period where, you know, when I first came out into the music industry and I heard things, you know, as I was saying, that made me feel like I was less than, and it made me feel like I had to be a specific version in order to be successful or listened to, or, you know, or to fit. And I've learned throughout my career and, you know, throughout my 20s, that I don't need to be anything other than who I am. So it's a song of celebrating that type of guy, you know, who thinks that they know best, especially in this music industry. And I'm sure that other people can relate within their own industries. You know, females can relate, and you know, that your walk is your walk, and you can stand tall and strong regardless of whatever Mr. Jai has to say.
That's right. Here, joined with Shawnee Kish, and today's conversation is about lighting up what used to be and getting on with what is now. Turn it up and sing along with Mr. Thai today on Gynum.
I know that I cause you the dude that walked into the room. Oh, the kind of guy that likes to tell them what to do. And you get high, way up high. And you're cute, so picked out by a wife. Here we go. Thank you.
Yo, this is Ben Jotty, and you're listening to Gyno on Native Voice One.
Love. My baba was raised in the era when they tried to save the man and kill the Indian. With a residential credential, my pride on a million. I need me some cedar, some sweetgrass, some sage and tobacco. I need me some medicine. My spiritual guides never lie. Hold my loved ones in the sky. Let them in. We ain't agitators, we educators. We ain't protesters, we protectors. Dream chasing with dream catchers. We the wildest dreams of our ancestors. All my sisters and brothers are black, indigenous, and people of color. Let's hold it down and uplift one another. There's beauty in unity. Indigenous are black liberation, we go coast to coast. Told me this the formation, this revolution will be live and then colonized for the next seven generations. All my relations.
More pain, more blood, more cry, more sage, more life. More pain, more blood, more cry, more sage, more life.
New beginnings, I'm writing my genesis. Old spirits return, this the remnant. When the drummers are knocking, we let them in. Don't let them get back on the element. I'm out of my head again. Only get better when my pen and my pad is my medicine. I'm a savage, boy, I ain't no gentleman. God damn it, I'm proud of my melanin. I met a few legends who told me together. They told me my voice is a weapon. I know that I'm nothing to mess with. My talking stick, my Smith & Wesson. Ooh, that's my buddy, my best friend. If you know I'm a friend, then you guessed it. Let's talk about what we've been blessed with.
Let's talk now.
One love.
More pain, more blood, more cry, more sage, more life. More pain, more blood, more cry, more sage, more life.
War Club.
DJ Shubb's War Club, coming by way of recommendation from today's featured artist, Shawnee Kish. If you're just now tuning in, I got acquainted with Shawnee and some of her background in music and why she decided to just, you know, start over again. You were on the verge of signing deals and everything like that, and you said, you know what, you're going to be true to your authentic self. But it seems like you've, in the wake of that, you've really had some amazing things happen in a relatively short amount of time. I mean, going back to 2020, is that a good delineating point for these chapters in your career with the CBC Searchlight, Rising Star, and all that?
Yeah, I think it honestly was about starting, really authentically starting this journey and knowing that if I, you know, the ultimate goal, I think, for all of us is to just be at peace with ourselves. And when I decided to be, you know, to challenge myself to look deeper into knowing where I come from, who I am, and where I want to be, is the time that my career started to change. When I stopped listening to what I should be doing or what I think I should be doing or what people say I should be doing in order to have, you know, success. It's my goal has never been success. My goal is to leave a trail behind that somebody might feel comfort in walking. And so when I honored and recognized that, it's when my career began to change, because I was being my authentic self.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible. And the wheels get set in motion. You continue with the honing of your craft. I would assume that's like this Juno masterclass that you were a part of and everything. And all of this ultimately ends up forming the basis of your EP. Yeah.
Yeah, everything kind of happened at the same time, like the Searchlight, which then we did the Juno Masterclass, and I had met some really great people there, and writing my EP at the same time, then releasing the EP and getting nominated for a Juno. You know, lots of really, really amazing things kind of all worked hand in hand.
And all over the place, too. I mean, we're talking, you know, this Juno Masterclass, but we can even include some work that you did for Discovery Plus, too.
Oh, yeah. That was a very special project. My agent had called me and asked me if I wanted to sing and dance in a song that was written for a television show about honoring, this specific episode is honoring the history of Two-Spirit people. So I was asked to sing the queer theme song. And I was a little bit intimidated at first because I thought, well, I haven't done anything like that, like dancing, the whole dancing thing. But I could probably bust a move. So I thought, you know, I'm going to say I'm a yes girl. I'm going to do whatever it is that's going to make me grow and feel uncomfortable and so that I can continue growing. So I did it, and it was the best experience. The episode is really, really educational, and it's meant to be fun education for its kind of viewers. And it was a great time to just let it be and have a good time and learn from.
Wow. Yeah. You're having a lot of fun. You're doing your own work. You're doing stuff with Discovery Plus. I mean, we're just scratching the surface here. Now, let's talk about your orchestral work too. Yeah. I mean, music is my medicine. Tell me a little bit about that now.
Yeah. So that was I'm actually entirely inspired by that project. The NAC came to me, who I've built a close relationship with over the past years. Our first performance together at Parliament Hill, we've continued a working relationship. And when COVID hit, they had came up with a show called Undisrupted, and they had asked me to curate one of the episodes of the segment and to choose something that meant you know, that was near and dear to my heart. And of course, I thought, what a great opportunity to work with the television show and the orchestra and Indigenous youth and give them a platform and a voice, because of course I'm grateful for my platform, but it's really important to honor and recognize their voices also and use my platform. So, you know, I always, everything I do have that at the forefront of my mind. And so that's exactly what we did. The whole episode was about, we had an audition for Indigenous youth. They were living on remote reserve places across Canada, and they came and they had the opportunity to write a song with myself and perform it with the orchestra. And this was their first professional opportunity that gave them a platform to share what it is they believe in and what they're struggling with, to inspire other people, other Indigenous youth. So, you know, music is medicine. And I think, you know, they've definitely got to feel that and know that. And I look forward to the future, because I think I have so many ideas now of how I can amplify that in an even a bigger way. That show and experience gave me so much inspiration to continue down that path and how I can use my career to continue doing things like that.
Whew. You know, you're really cool. You know that, right? I mean, you're doing so much great work in such a relatively short amount of time. Again, I don't want to seem like I'm fawning or anything like that here, but this is really kind of cool stuff. In addition to that, I mean, you do some really profound, serious work, but then some just for entertainment as well. I guess that's a good point to talk about our next song that we're going to be getting into, a lighthearted cover that you put out this last winter.
Oh, yes. Saturday Night was a blast to sing. I was asked by Hockey Night in Canada to record this specific song for the purpose of being played every Saturday night on Hockey Night, to get all the fans, the hockey fans, amped up in the stands and at home. So, of course, that's exactly what was my intent when singing the song. It's always fun to hear. I also actually performed this song at the recent Calgary Stampede. For 12 straight nights in a row, we did a Las Vegas show with huge production with fireworks and fire and water and all kinds of things happening. we performed the song. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, it was Saturday night.
Can't.